Chapter 2. Reading. Pages 24 and 25. A woman's place is in the home.
Chairperson and fellow students. Replying to such a well-argued speech is not easy, but I will try. As you know, I'm speaking against this motion. I wish to make three main points. First, we cannot accept the traditional role for women in a modern and sophisticated society. Second, I wish to refute the argument that we're weaker than men. Third, I shall discuss whether or not it is damaging for a child if his or her mother has a job. In proposing the motion, Jane suggested that we should be proud of our history and respect the traditional role of women. Well, I want to remind her of some other facts about the past. Girls born into some poor families were not wanted. They were sometimes killed or later sold as slaves. After getting married, many women were like servants in their husband's family. These wives, confined to their houses, had very low status. New wives sometimes committed suicide. Are these traditions which we should support today? I don't think so. We can be proud of our history without clinging to these old traditions. Second, the proposer mentioned the old argument about women being weaker than men. Having made this point, she said it showed that women were unsuitable for many jobs. Well, I must disagree with both statements. Looking around, we can still see some women doing heavy physical work on farms, building sites, roads. Thus, women can do heavy manual labour when they have to. Furthermore, statistics prove that women suffer fewer serious diseases. Moreover, life expectancy for women is longer than that for men. So how can we say women are weaker? Finally, while agreeing that men are better at weightlifting, I must say that very few jobs actually require physical strength these days. In his speech, James tried to pay us a compliment, I think, when he said that women are superior to men in bringing up children and should therefore stay home. Concede that many women feel torn between their careers and their families. However, a recent study has shown that working women spend only 5 hours less a week with their children than non-working women. It is better for the family finances and for the woman's own development. For instance, my mother returned to work a few years ago. Having been at home for 10 years, she felt quite nervous. After returning to work, she became more confident. But I feel strongly that every woman should have the right to work out her own priorities. Thus, I have shown that some traditions of the past were unfair, and that women are not the weaker sex. I believe we're capable of doing any job a man can do. In our city, over 51% of the female population now have jobs. Many of those also manage to run a home, and so a double burden. Very few men could manage this. There are still many examples of discrimination against women in our society, as Simon pointed out in his speech. As a community, we are wasting our valuable resources if we don't let women play their full part. A woman's place is not only in the home, but also in the office, in the design studio, in the bank, and in the managing director's chair. I urge you to vote against the motion. Thank you.
Listening skills, pages 28 to 30.
Changing texts. Listen to the statement or short conversation. In the pause that follows, write your answer or make the necessary changes. 1.
Miss Lee, could you have a look through this article for the school magazine and correct my English, please?
All right, John. But I won't correct it myself. I'll just put a symbol and you can make the corrections later yourself. I'll put a caret sign for a missing word, a question mark for a spelling mistake, and a cross if there's a word that shouldn't be there. Right, let me see. The first line is okay, but you've got a spelling mistake in the second line. There's just one I in medical. Now, in the third line, this word is unnecessary. I think that's just a slip of the pen. But in the fourth line, you've left out a word.
2.
Have you finished translating that news report about the survey, Kenneth? We need it for page 2 of tomorrow's paper.
Yes, but I did it very quickly. You'd better check it.
You've made some mistakes with the numbers. 5.4%? No, that should be 54%. And in the second paragraph, how can it be 150? Let me check. No, that should be 15%. Then at the start of the third paragraph, you've missed out a zero. That 50 ought to be 500. And the last figure is wrong too. You've got the two figures the wrong way round. You must be more careful in your work, Kenneth.
Oh dear, I am sorry.
3. History Department.
Hello. This is the College Publications Office. I'm just preparing our information guide for students for next year. I'm doing the plan of the offices now. Can you tell me if the History Department offices will be the same as last year?
Oh, no. There'll be 4 changes. Professor Wood is retiring, and Dr. M.L. Lee has been promoted to professor, so she will be having his office.
So that's Professor M.L. Lee in Professor Wood's office.
That's right. Then a new lecturer, Dr. Clark, will have Dr. Lee's old office. Okay?
Dr. Clark. Yes.
Dr. Takashi is going back to Osaka, and Mr. Hope is going to have her room. But it should be Dr. Hope now, because he's completed his PhD.
So that's Dr. S. Hope in Dr. Takashi's old office.
Yes. And finally, a new assistant lecturer, Ms. Law, L-A-W, is moving in to share the office with Ms. White.
Good. I've got all that. Thanks very much. 4. Elite Systems, Adrian speaking.
Oh, hello, Adrian. It's Linda here from Asia Exports Limited. I had a lot of trouble getting through to you. Have you changed your phone number?
Hello, Linda. No, it's the whole British phone system. All the local codes changed last week.
Oh, no. Can you give me details of that? I must make a note of it on our list of customers.
Well, people's individual numbers haven't changed. It's just the local codes. We're in Taunton, and you've just got to add the number 1 in front of the code. So our local code has changed from 823 to 1823.
I see. Is that the same for everywhere?
No, not everywhere. For London, just add 2 in front of the local code, whatever it is.
What about cities like Bristol and Leeds?
Let me look at my list. Oh, they're different. For Bristol, you must delete the old code completely and use the new one, 1179. And there's a new code for Leeds, too. It's 1132.
Oh, thanks a lot. Now, what I was really calling about was your last order, because it seems that we...
5. I drafted the advertisement for the receptionist job, Miss King. I assume you wanted to hire a woman?
Oh, no, James. It should be open to anyone. Let me take a look at it. No. You'll have to make some changes. In line 4... change woman to person and change the pronouns. In she will be fluent, change she to he or she.
Then her education should be his or her.
Yes, and change she again, 3 lines from the end.
Make those changes right away.
6. UN Saver Market Advertisement Service.
Hello. I had an advertisement in today's paper. I paid for it to be in the paper for 3 days. And before it is printed in tomorrow's paper, I wondered if I could make some changes.
Yes, sir. It's all part of the service. What was the reference number?
6781.
Right. I have it on the now. What changes did you want to make?
Well, on the first line, after PC2086, please add in full working order.
In full working order. Right.
And then, please reduce the price to 3,000 UN, as I really want to sell it soon.
All right. Anything else, sir?
Yes. After the words leather jacket, please put black eyes. And then reduce that price to 500 UN.
Black, large size, and 500 UN. Right, I've got that. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for your help. Goodbye.
Bye.
Speaking. Page 35.
A. Stress in words ending in I-O-N. When you want to say or read a long word, such as discrimination, it helps if you know where the main stress is. Most words ending in ion have their main stress on the vowel before the ion ending. Exercise 1. Construct, construction. Discriminate, discrimination. Donate, donation. Explode, explosion. Investigate, investigation. Limit, limitation. Oppose, opposition. Organize, organization. Pronounce, pronunciation. Recommend, recommendation.
Exercise A2. 1. Thank you for your donation to our charity. 2. The police investigation into the crime will start immediately. 3. There is a lot of opposition to that proposal. 4. It is difficult to learn communication skills in a foreign language. 5. The modern industrialization of this city began in the 1950s. 6. Discrimination against women still exists in some occupations. 7. We have decided to oppose all of your recommendations. More language input. Page 39. A. Reading. Growing up. Leaving childhood and heading into adulthood is a physical and emotional process for teenagers. Growing up is difficult in terms of health as well. As a teen, to understand what is going on with your body, how to handle those changes, and how to start taking responsibility for your own health. Puberty is a mysterious word. Upon pronunciation, it almost sounds embarrassing. But it is really nothing to be shy about. After all, everyone goes through it. A young person may begin development at 8 years of age, while another may not show signs of development until 14 or 15. Girls tend to enter puberty 2 years ahead of boys. For both sexes, puberty is usually complete by age 18. During these years, your voices deepen, pimples grow, and many other physical changes happen. Your emotions also seesaw as you ride the wave of adolescence. Part of the ride may have something to do with your hormones, whereas the other part may come from your changing relationships with your parents and friends, or pressure from peers. Puberty is important for all boys and girls. It may greatly influence personality development, particularly for girls. Research findings show that adolescent girls sometimes undergo a significant drop in self-confidence. They may feel uncertain and insecure about their own judgment and emotions. Yet they are usually reluctant to tell their parents and teachers about their feelings. Therefore, adolescent girls should be encouraged to discuss things with trusted adults to cope with such natural developmental difficulties in their personal and school life. Good advice at the right time can lead to positive and productive results. Boys at this stage should also start to learn how to make sensible decisions for themselves. If not, bad choices or risky behavior may bring about lifelong consequences. Parents and schools, communities and media can each do a lot to care and help. It is the responsibility of the whole society to ensure young people's health growth through their teenage years into adulthood. Page 40. B. Listening. Women make up 46% of the workforce today. From 1998 to 2008, women's labour force growth will increase 15.3%, compared to 9.7% for men, increasing women's share of the workforce to 48% by 2008. Women's average earnings in information technology, a field in which there is no historic wage gap, are still only 85% that of men. The top five fastest-growing occupations between 1998 and 2008 are information technology occupations, which require advanced computer skills. However, girls enroll more in clerical and data entry computer courses than in advanced computer classes. In 1998, girls made up 17% of the American high school students who took the advanced placement exam in computer science. Women earn 18% of doctorates in computer science in the United States. In the USA, 54% of high school girls report exercising vigorously three or more times a week, compared to 72% of boys.